Housing, consultants and contractors of the Shush 7 Binyali VOK Affordable Housing Project are rushing against time to complete preparations before the laying of the foundation stone by President William Ruto prior to this year's Mashuja Day celebrations on Sunday, October 20. The president will lead the nation in marking this year's Mashuja celebration in the neighboring Kwale County. The theme of this year is Affordable Housing. The project in the port city of Mombasa will completely change the skyline of the Voice of Kenya area, as the 1976 housing units that will be constructed will straddle the border of the upmarket Nyali suburb and the Mombasa-Malindi Highway. The housing units will be divided into social housing, affordable housing and market. The consultants have finalized the project master plan and all the trees in the 23-acre prime land will be preserved. The land was on the verge of being turned into a dump site. The two-in-one project will have a public and residential sides. The first component of the project is the public side, which will have a commercial center and a municipal market. Initially, the market was supposed to be an economic stimulus project before it was converted to a municipal market with 1,000 stalls. A level 4 hospital, an early childhood education center, ECDE, a primary and a secondary school will also be constructed. Earth movers clear debris on the 23-acre KBC land in Nyali earmarked for construction of Shush 7B affordable housing units. It is not a project for the people who live here alone, it is a project for the whole community. If you're driving from Malindi Road, you can go to the market or the hospital, said Mohamed Manyanya, the project architect from IA Architects, during a media briefing at the site. He added that the project will foster a triple economy impact. The consultants have requested an interface between the ongoing constructions of the Mombasa-Malindi Highway to the project. The project has started in earnest. We have been on mobilization period, said Manyanya. To make full utilization of the land, he added, the apartments blocks will be 15 levels, adding that geotechnical investigations have been done. The project has been embraced by all the stakeholders, including the owner of the land, the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation. KBC facilities at the land will be upgraded. We thank KBC for giving us this opportunity to develop this project together with them, stated the architect. It is a very holistic approach, and countries like Singapore used housing to regenerate their economy. At some point we were at the same level with Singapore, they took off, and they left us behind because they created employment through a housing program, said Manyanya. He further hailed the ambitious housing program as a way of jump-starting the economy. County Director of Housing Rogers Wakungu says in partnership with investors the government targets to construct 50,000 housing units in the next 5 years, noting 15 construction sites have been identified across the county. On his part, the Area Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, Timothy Cherup assured the constructors of maximum security as they implemented the project. He urged the area chiefs to sensitize the community on the project, adding the contractor has been directed to hire local youths for unskilled labor for them to earn a living.